Menachos Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel 7-3, and we continue to discuss the Lach Mei Todah, the bread that accompany the Todah offering. We have two separate topics in our Mishnah. The first topic has to do with the Kedusha, the sanctity invested in those loaves, and when that happens. So essentially, there are two basic categories of Kedusha in general. One's called Kedushas Damim, one's called Kedushas HaGuf. Kedushas Damim literally means like sort of financial sanctity. What it means is that the thing is not intrinsically consecrated, and therefore could be transferred, the Kedusha could be transferred off if need be. So that's effected in the context of the Lach Mei Todah, these breads, by what's called Amira Bepeh, verbal consecration. A person says, these loaves will be the loaves I'm using for my Todah. That verbal consecration makes them invest with sanctity, but it's only Kedusha's Dhamma, meaning the Kedusha can be extracted off. If, for example, the bread becomes Tameh somehow, so then one could transfer the Kedusha off of these breads onto other money and purchase new bread, and then the sanctity transfers over, and that'll be just fine. Whereas once the breads have been, once the Thanksgiving offering, the Todah, which the breads are accompanying, has been slaughtered, the Shechita of the Todah is what is now Makdish, it consecrates the breads with Kedushas HaGuf, intrinsic sanctity, which turns it now from being essentially chulin bread with a commitment to be used to being actual sort of like sacrificial food. So the most obvious nafkamina community here would be that if, let's say, a Tevul Yom or a Mechusar Kippurim, which is like a person who has sort of like a residual sort of tuma, as a sheni, effectively it's a sheni or like a shlishi latuma. If he would touch a loaf of bread, a regular bread, the bread doesn't become tummy because bread is chulin, only can become up to what's called a sheni batuma. I'm not into the details now. Either you understand or you don't. It doesn't really matter so much. The point is, if a person does just simply a mira bapeh, gives it kedushas damim, so those are bread waiting to become sacrificial breads, but they're not yet. And therefore, if the Tevul Yom or Mechusar Kippurim touches these breads, they don't become tummy. Once the animal, the Todah, has been shechted, so now they get Kedushas HaGuf, and they're susceptible to tum even from a Tevul Yom or Mechusar Kippurim. Similarly, other psalm that can happen once you have something consecrated as a sacrifice, such as Yotze, which is the removal from its designated area. So if you take these loaves out of Yushalayim before the slaughtering of the Todah, no big deal. After the slaughtering, now that it invalidates them through what's called Yotze, we've seen that before. And also Lina, if the bread were left overnight with Kedushas Damim only, so then they're not automatically invalid, whereas once they get Kedushas Aguf, there's a deadline, and come, you know, the deadline passing, the next morning after you slaughtered the Todah, the breads become pasla, I should say, invalid, just by virtue of Lina being left over. Okay, so that's how this works. Now, our Mishnah's basic point, there's two points, but the first point of the Mishnah is, essentially, that you have to have the breads ready, meaning baked, and no longer just dough, but actually bread, and that's defined as having a crust. So all 40 loaves need to have crust, and they need to be with in the proper place, okay? So, and if not, then the slaughtering of the Todah wasn't valid, and that being the case, the person will have to bring, you know, a new Todah. Okay. Says the Mishnah inside. Hashochet es ha-todah bifnim. If a person slaughters the Todah as he's supposed to, within the temple precinct, in the courtyard there in the Azara. V'lachma chutz l'choma, but its breads are out of the wall. So then, lo kadash alechem. The breads don't become consecrated with Kedushas HaGuf, and therefore the Todah wasn't valid. So actually, you'll bring the Todah as a shlam, but a person has to bring a whole new animal as a Todah and get new breads and start again. Now, when we say chutz l'choma, outside the wall, so there's a machlokas in the Gemara between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, what wall we're talking about. Reish Lakish learns that because the pasuk says v'hikriv al zevach ha-todah, the breads are coming on and offered with on al the todah sacrifice, and not literally on, therefore must be like nearby in its presence. So it says Reish Lakish means in the Azara. If the bread's out of the Azara, then the whole thing's invalid. Rabbi Yochanan says it means it's outside of base pagi. Now, there are a couple of pshatim, and actually different gear cells, exactly what that's referring to. It could mean the Har HaBayis. It could mean the walls of Yerushalayim. Most learn it's the walls of Yerushalayim, meaning that's the rationale would be that the bread must be eaten within the walls of Yerushalayim as Kachim Kalim. So if they're not in bounds, they're like, if you take them outside of the walls, they become Yotze, impossible. If they're already out from the beginning, it's like never, it's not Chal. That would make sense. The Rambam, however, understands it's outside, Beis Pagi is outside the walls that surround the Har HaBayis. The rationale for that sheet is not really clear. Why should it be that that should be the defining boundary? Be that as it may, second says the Mishnah, Vafilu Shachata ad shlo karmu batanur, if one slaughtered the toda prior to the loaves getting their crust in the oven. Karmu here is a verb, so before they crust it in the oven, afilu karmu kulan chutz me'echad men, or even if all but one of the loaves of bread that need to be cooked in the oven were cooked in the oven and got their crust, but one didn't, lo kadash alechem, then none of the 40 loaves are consecrated, meaning that again, this animal was shechted as a toda, as brought as a shlamim, and the bialim had to bring a new animal as a new toda offering, again, assuming that he committed with the neder, harei alai toda, to bring a toda. You know, he must bring a new one from scratch. Okay, now the Mishnah goes on to a second point, which is what happens if the slaughtering of the toda itself is problematic, meaning the breads are present where they should be, but the slaughtering goes wrong. So since the breads are really subordinate to the animal, the toda, the zevach, so if the animal goes wrong, the breads could go wrong as well. So the main thing is, since the kedushas haguf occurs, the consecration, the intrinsic consecration of the breads occur with the shechita, so that what matters is the shechita goes right. If the shechita goes wrong, then that's the pivotal moment. So there's two possibilities. One is that the shechita was, the animal was fine, it's just that the shechita was done wrongly. The other possibility is that really the shechita is sort of irrelevant because the animal was not valid from the outset, because it was, for example, it was a treifa or it was a bal mum. So says the Mishnah, if shechata chutz lezmana v'chutz lemakoma, if the shechita happens and the person doing the shechita of this toda is thinking invalidating thoughts, either chutz lezmana, that's mefagel, right? He thinks he's going to offer or eat it in the improper time. That makes it all totally puzzle, and asa yechi of kars, if you eat it. And chutz lemakoma, alternatively, he thinks just he's going to offer the meat or eat the meat or whatever it is in the improper place. So then, kadash halechem, the breads do become consecrated, meaning two things are really happening. Number one, the breads are becoming consecrated because the shechita consecrates the bread, but everything becomes totally invalidated. So the breads have to now be burned, as does the animal, and in the event that they were chutzlas mono thoughts, pigal thoughts, so then if one would eat from the bread, like if he eats from the meat, he actually would be subject to karas. Okay, so that's because there is some level of validity, as much as if hypothetically a person had these wrong thoughts and then the animal, the toda went on the mizbeach, you would leave it there. Okay, so there's some level of validity here, if you will, and therefore the shechita is effective in giving kedusha saguf, intrinsic sanctity, to the breads. However, if shechata v'nimtzas treifa, if they slaughtered the animal, this the toda, and it turns out that it had a hole in its heart and it's invalid, it was going to die anyways, so then the offering is not valid, and lo kadash alechem, since the shechita is not relevant, the animal was invalid before the get-go, so then the breads don't become consecrated, which means essentially you have to bring a new animal as your toda, if you took a ned there. But if it was a nedava and it was this specific animal to be a toda, then you're a toda off the hook. But a neder, you say, I'm going to bring I accept Harei Alai to bring a toda, so you have to bring a new toda, but you can use the same old loaves because they haven't yet been consecrated. If shchata v'nimtzes balas mum, if you shechte and then you discover after the fact that it was a bal mum, that it was blemished. So the Gemara raises the obvious point, which is, wait a second. Most animals that are balei mum and that are blemished, you can see from a mile away that they're not valid. They have three legs or something. It's like, what are you in the world? But therefore, our Mishnah is talking about, says the Gemara, a very minor blemish. The kind of blemish you wouldn't see at first. In fact, it's the kind of blemish that if it weren't a bird, it'd be so small, it'd be kosher altogether. And for such a minor blemish, there's a machlokas back in Zvachim, in the ninth parak, between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. If after the fact, if you put on the Mizbeach, if such an animal with such a minor blemish is allowed to be left in the Mizbeach or must be taken down. These are basically like dukin shiba'ayin, it's like little, I'll call them cataracts in the eyes. So Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rabbi Akiva that after the fact, if you put on the Mizbeach, you'd leave it there. So he holds Kadash, that Shechita has a level of sanctity to the point that, efficacy, I should say, that it consecrates the breads. V'chacham omrim lo Kadash, the Chacham say no, the breads are not consecrated. This animal being a Balmum, even if it's a minor blemish in the eye, still makes it totally invalid and therefore was invalid before the Shechita happened. For the Shechita is like a non-Shechita and the breads are not consecrated, you have to start again, bring a new animal, but you can use the same old breads. Halach would be like the Chachamim. Shechata shlo lishma. What happens if you shecht this, the toda, but you're thinking at the time you shecht it, this is going to be something else, not a toda, just a generic shlamim or an ola. So then, or simply v'chein el hamalum v'chein shnei kivsei atzeres. Same would go if some of the other animals that are animals vachim, animal sacrifice that are accompanied by bread. And the Mishnah lists two: the maluim, that inaugural first and one and only time of those 7 days when they inaugurated the base of Mikdash and the Mishkan, I should say, back in the Midbar. And also the Kivtzei Atzeres, the two lambs that are brought every Shavuos, and the Mishnah doesn't mention it, but it also would include the Nazir's loaves, the Nazir and its loaves. So, if you shecht the Zevach, Sheshchatan Shlo Lishman, you shecht it with the wrong korban of mine, then Lo Kadash Halachem, the breads don't become consecrated. The idea is that when it comes to the Toda, if you don't shecht the Toda Lishma, for its own sake, meaning you have another korban in mind, the breads aren't consecrated. This is based on a pasuk, not on some sort of compelling logic, but the drash on the pasuk is it has to be specifically shechted for the sake of being a toda, and if not, then the breads aren't consecrated, and it's learned from the toda to these other other zvachim, animal sacrifices that have bread that accompany them, including the maluim, kivtzei aseres, and the nazir, that nazir's ram, that the if one shechts it shlo lishma, even though the shechita is effective, meaning the animal proceeds to the office of the korban, the bialim A have to bring a new one because they don't get credit for that, what they shechted, because it wasn't lishma. And anyways, the breads aren't consecrated, so you can use the same old breads for this replacement, you know, second attempt at doing a shechita on the proper zevach.